She's crazy. So now you're... Dominic.
Yeah?
Because you read The Sport at 7.30...
Yes.
We have a treat for you.
Oh,
you know, I've been trying to work out how to do a parody of this song.
Yes.
We've chosen you as the subject. This is for you, my friend Dominic.
Thank you.
Hey, Spooky! They say that everything you go through in life, yeah, is what you become. Well, here's a story about my mate Dom in Nick Byrne. He reads the news. He's the man. He's got a caravan. Oh. He ain't got a caravan, but it rhymes in the song. Here's the story about his life, right? Here we go. Grew up in the 70s in a semi-detached house with a garden front and back. Got a car in the drive, it were quite whack. I caught Ina, nothing neater. When he was old, he'd drive that mother to the supermarket or another. He always watched the TV news every night. He liked what he saw and he thought that he just might read the news like then someday. There on the telly, he'd wear a posh suit to hide his big fat belly. Not that he was actually fat, it's just that it rhymes, right? And that's what you do when you write a song. Right. So anyway, back to the life of Dominic Byrne. Gonna be on TV one day like Philip and Fern. Not that he'd do a morning chat show, oh no. He'd read the news behind a desk instead, uh-oh. So this is the story of a man named Dom. Gonna read the news one day cause he's a bum, as he's really good. 1970, year that God made Dom. 82 when he read the news. By 96 he could pick up sticks. So listen up to the story of Dom. 1970, year that God made Dom. 82 when he read the news. By 96 he could pick up sticks. So listen up, it's the story of Dom. Yeah, so then he goes to the BBC, right? Okay, he trained before that at journalist school, but all that is just rubbish. So let's cut to the chase, right? So now he's at the BBC. He's walking down the corridor of the big building. He's thinking, I can't believe it, I'm Dominic Byrne. And here I am reading the news. I'm going to be a big star on the TV one day, yeah. It didn't actually work out for him on the telly, but now look at him. He's reading the news at Chris Moore's every day. And he's like, wicked, isn't he? I love him. And he's on every morning while the people are there yawning. They're not yawning because of him. No, they're tired. The time slot. He's telling them the news. That's right, Dominic Byrne. He's going to read the news one day. The bomb, as it's really good. 1970, year that God made Dom. 82 when he read the news. By 96, he could pick up sticks. So listen up to the story of Dom. 1970, year that God made Dom. 82 when he read the news. By 96 he could pick up sticks. So listen up, it's the story of Dom. That's just for you, Dom.
I am genuinely touched.
Are you?
Thank you very much.
Now, there's a few flaws in there. I know you weren't born in 1970, but
no.
It's a parody of 1980.
That's right? Good, I like that.
And you don't have a caravan.
But it is true to say in 96 I did pick up sticks.
Yeah, well, so I did hear that. I had to ring your wife yesterday and go, what, was it 95? She goes, 96.
96, the sticks, yeah.
Did you have a Cortina?
No, our next door neighbours had a Cortina, so that was close, too.
Right. I'm really hoping, though, because of my rap efforts, that I'm going to be asked to perform at the Leeds Festival.
That would be good.
Seriously, if the Streets can get a 3-year album deal, then, Christ, I'll get a 15 one. Right, it's 808.